live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Welcome to the broadcast, everyone. With so much tumult in the Middle East, we are giving you a series of special programs that we've put together dealing with not only the unrest in the Middle East, but what radical Islam means to the Western democracies, but also what's going on in Iran. You've seen it so much in the news. Well, we had the privilege a few months back of going to Israel. We went to Israel, New York, and Washington to shoot a documentary film called The Export. In fact, you'll be able to get the entire documentary film as well as a booklet on Sharia law, that's Quranic law, because what you're going to learn over the next 3 weeks on these broadcasts is that there is a real attempt right now to mobilize Sharia law inside the United States, that is to have the U.S. Constitution, if you will, subservient to the Quran. Sounds extreme? Well, it's already happened in Florida, New Jersey, and in Detroit, and there's an attempt across the country by radical Islamists to do that everywhere. In fact, there's a lot of states right now trying to pass legislation dealing with this issue. Now, we have a very special documentary. It's called The Export. My guests on this documentary, full-length feature film from ACLJ Films, includes Oliver North, who you're going to hear from in just a moment, as well as people like Dory Gold, the former Israeli ambassador to the United States, John Ashcroft, John Bolton, the ambassador from the United States to the United Nations, as well as a number of other guests. And as I said, we shot this in New York and in Washington and in Israel. Now, one of the first guests I dealt with and talked with about this threat is someone that knows the region very well. It's Oliver North. Of course, Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North, known on Fox News because of his war stories coverage, we had a chance to sit down and take a look at exactly what's at play in the Middle East. Now, as you listen to this interview, I want to encourage you to write this number down and call, because I'm going to send you, as our gift to you, this full-length feature film called The Export. The number is 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 to get the full-length feature film, The Export. We want to send that to you right away. You can also get current information at aclj.org, and we want you to sign on to the Proclamation of Solidarity with Israel. And as you're going to learn over the next 3 weeks, it's more important to stand with Israel now more than ever. So let's take a listen to my interview with Oliver North.
Let's talk about first the threat as it relates to with radical Islam. And you talk about in the book, you're dealing with this. But how about the impact on Israel? And then I want to ask you about the policies of the administration towards Israel. But first to Israel, how big and how serious is a threat is Iran to Israel?
Target number one for the Iranian nuclear weapon that's being built as you and I are speaking is Tel Aviv, Israel. It's not Jerusalem. Jerusalem is a holy city for the Islamists as well as Jews and Christians. It's Tel Aviv. And you know, Jay, it's a shame that this administration cannot understand why in 1948, the United States of America became the first country to recognize Israel as a state. It goes back to our Judeo-Christian roots as a nation here in the United States. And this administration, for whatever reason, carrying further than the Carter administration ever dared to do, the anti-Israeli policies that are now extant today puts Israel at an even greater risk, because the neighbors know if the United States isn't going to stand up, doesn't matter what kind of treaty exists between Jordan and Israel, between Egypt and Israel, doesn't matter what the Palestinians really think, and not dictated by Hamas or Hezbollah. What you're seeing happen to Israel is the rejection of the only democracy in the world to which we have a truly philosophical, ideological, and spiritual connection.
Again, these are portions of that film. These portions didn't make it into the movie, so you can imagine how great this movie actually is. So it's called The Export. Again, call us at 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. I'm going to send you The Export, the full-length feature film DVD. We're going to send you the booklet on Sharia law, and we want you to sign that Proclamation of Solidarity with Israel. And talking about Israel, when we come back from the break, that's where we're going next.
Growing turmoil in the Middle East means one thing, grave danger for Israel. Still reeling from a deadly bombing in Jerusalem, Israel is bracing for more terrorist attacks. And as radical Islam continues to expand, all eyes are on Libya and other Muslim countries, including the next likely flashpoint, Syria, where there are reports that Hezbollah and Iran have joined the Syrian government in killing protesters. With Israel in the crosshairs, the American Center for Law and Justice is calling on the White House and the United Nations to stand with Israel during this volatile time. With radical Islam on the march in the Middle East and here in the United States, it's time to send a powerful message of support. Israel is our friend. Israel is our ally. Sign on now to our petition of solidarity with Israel. If you add your name today, we'll send you two vital resources. Free, our gift to you. Our new film, The Export, a powerful DVD examining the crisis in the Middle East, and we'll also send you our new book about the threat of Sharia law. Add your name now, 1-877-989-2255, online, ACLJ.com. The release of Pastor Youssef Nardakhani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org.
Welcome back, everybody. As I said, this is a special series of programs we put together with all of the issues going on in the Middle East. Something that some of you may not know is that the American Center for Law and Justice, we have offices around the world, including in Jerusalem. And our national security team, which works out of our offices in Virginia, Washington, New York, and Jerusalem, coordinate a lot of representation, not only for Christians in the Middle East, but also defending the right for Israel's sovereignty. We've done that even in front of the International Criminal Court in The Hague very recently. We've been putting together a very special film called The Export, which, again, I want to encourage you to get. It is a great film series. It's called The Export. It's Radical Islam's Roadmap to End Western Democracy. And you're going to see in this film some of the leading experts in the world. We want to educate you. That's part of why we're doing this special series of programs. Before we go to Israel, I want to encourage you again, write this number down and get your copy of The Export. I want you to sign on to that petition of solidarity with Israel. We're going to send you the documentary and a booklet that goes with it on Sharia law. It actually has a chart in it that says what the Constitution of the United States says as compared to what Sharia law says. So again, it's 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Now, we're going to Israel. Renan Geesin, Lieutenant Colonel in the Israeli Defense Force Reserves, also was the principal spokesman for Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. He's been on our broadcasts a lot, but not often, from the border of Lebanon. We are actually at the border of Lebanon. As you know, Lebanon in the last few months has pretty much been taken over by Hezbollah. And that's, of course, a concern now with what's going on in Egypt. Will it be the Muslim Brotherhood there, which is basically an arm of Iran? Hezbollah, an arm of Iran. Let's go to the Israeli border with Dr. Renan Geesin. We're just commenting that, Renan, this was not the place we originally intended to go, but because of the situation right now, we really have no choice.
Well, things have changed. You know, the times are changing. We're in the past. The place where we are, a couple of yards to this direction, was the crossing point, a normal crossing point between two countries, a symbol of coexistence between Israel and Lebanon. Ever since Hezbollah took control of southern Lebanon, particularly after the war in 2006, you can't get closer to the fence because immediately it stirs some trouble and some tension. On the other side, of course, Hezbollah will waken up and try to do some demonstrations on the fence. That's why we're filming here and not near the actual border crossing.
It would take you and I to walk from here to that Hezbollah headquarters, 10 minutes, if we were to just walk.
Less. 5 minutes.
All right, so we're in good shape, 5 minutes. To walk from here to a Hezbollah outpost.
That's it.
That really becomes then, in a sense, an outpost for Iran.
Right. They are in the villages. They're inside. They don't need a military infrastructure because they took over the civilian infrastructure. They don't need to establish a government of their own because they control the government in Lebanon. And when I say Hezbollah controls the government in Lebanon, it's Iran. Now, in the United States, after the incident, there were some voices calling for the halt of military assistance and military aid from the United States to the Lebanese army. Iran immediately, and Ahmadinejad said, we will supply Lebanon with all the weapons it needs.
But people need to understand that the United States is supplying, and has been supplying,
right?
The Lebanese army.
Yes.
How dangerous is that?
Well, you know, you look at that, it's dangerous also, I would say, to supply the Egyptian army. Yeah. Tomorrow there's going to be a radical cell inside the Egyptian army which will try to take over, and all these advanced weapons are going to fall into the hands of a radical Islamic group, whether it's global jihad, whether it's Hezbollah, whether it's the Muslim Brotherhood.
If the United States doesn't stand by its allies and takes more of either an appeasement approach or a hands-off approach, what's the risk?
Well, the risk is for the rest of the world. Look, I'm sure that Israel will know how to defend itself. I mean, we've gone through so many efforts to destroy us, and they never succeeded. Thank God today we have the capability of defending ourselves by ourselves, and it's recognized by the United States in several documents and understandings. So if worse comes to worse, we'll know how to defend ourselves.
But that's not the ideal.
The ideal is to warn the world, to mobilize the world against this threat, to use psychological warfare against Iran. Iran is vulnerable. The regime in Tehran is vulnerable. The students don't like it. The Middle East don't like it. They're ready to change and uproot that evil regime. And the rest of the world should assist them. And put it right on the table. Use all the blogs and the internet, television programs. Bombard them with those messages. Then they will feel that they are not safe and secure. The day that the Iranian leadership, the Revolutionary Guards and Ahmadinejad, wake up with cold sweat on their brows in the middle of the night, thinking, is it still safe to sleep in the same bed? That will be the day that we'll see a change in Iranians' behavior. That will be the day that we could change the Middle East. As long as they feel immunity, that no one is going to attack them, and that they are immune, that they can do whatever they want in the Middle East, then they will be the major threat, not only to Israel, but to the Arab countries in the Gulf, to Egypt, to Jordan, to any country in the Middle East that really wants to see peace and prosperity for its future generations.
And a threat to the United States?
And definitely a threat to the United States. The United States today is dependent on its allies. In order to use its force, it has to use its allies. The allies in the United States, whether Arab countries, Israel, must know that the United States is committed to the region, committed to its interests, and ready to stand by them. If the United States stands by them, the Arab countries will stand by the United States. If the United States does not stand by, they say they're not serious, and they look elsewhere to find remedy to their problems.
Of course, Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North, known on Fox News because of his War Stories coverage, we had a chance to sit down and take a look at exactly what's at play in the Middle East. Now, as you listen to this interview, I want to encourage you to write this number down and call, because I'm going to send you, as our gift to you, this full-length feature film called The Export. The number is 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. To get the full-length feature film, The Export. We want to send that to you right away. You can also get current information at aclj.org, and we want you to sign on to the Proclamation of Solidarity with Israel. And as you're going to learn over the next 3 weeks, it's more important to stand with Israel now more than ever. So let's take a listen to my interview with Oliver North.
The shift in American policy, how dramatic has the shift been towards an appeasement approach to the Muslim world, and also the shift away from a supportive role to Israel?
Well, what the administration has done is they've come up with this formula that says, if we can just get a two-state agreement between Israel and the Palestinians, there'll be peace and tranquility throughout the rest of the world. Of course, that's lunacy. The idea has been around since before Jimmy Carter. And of course, it's never going to work. The Palestinians, as you and I know, Jay, and we can remember this, Yasser Arafat got literally to the point of the handshake when he was told by those who were providing financial support that we weren't seeing, or at least we weren't acknowledging, that if you do that, we're going to cut you off. And he backed away from it. This is not the solution to the problem. The solution to the problem is dealing with radical Islam is what it is. And it's not just in Iran. It is literally throughout that whole part of the world. It's not only a threat to Israel, it is a threat to Western Europe. It's a threat to us.
When we come back from the break, we're going to hear from a military expert as well as a journalist who's explored the issue of Iran and radical Islam for decades. He's one of the leading experts in the world. I want to encourage you, though, as we go to this break, folks, we need to sign a proclamation of solidarity. You know, the scripture is very clear here. It says, I will bless those that bless thee, curse those that curse thee. Israel's under a tremendous amount of pressure, even from our own government. And we need to send a message to the Israeli government and to the Israeli people that we're standing with them. Standing with them in their fight for freedom, standing with them in their fight for liberty, and standing with them in solidarity that they have the right to defend themselves. I've been to those borders when those mortars have come in and those rockets have come in. And folks, any government would want to defend its own people, but that's being criticized even by the United Nations. We've got a very special film series we put together, a film, full-length feature film, called The Export. I want to send it to you as our gift. We want you to sign on to that proclamation of solidarity with Israel, and we want you to get this movie DVD called The Export. I'm going to send you also that booklet on Sharia law. So you're getting an incredible package so that you can be informed, your church can be informed, and your neighbors can be informed on why it's so imperative that we stand up against radical Islam and stand with Israel. We've got a lot more ahead. Stay with us. Move along, just to make it through. When all you got to keep is strong.
Growing turmoil in the Middle East means one thing, grave danger for Israel. Still reeling from a deadly bombing in Jerusalem, Israel is bracing for more terrorist attacks. And as radical Islam continues to expand, all eyes are on Libya and other Muslim countries, including the next likely flashpoint, Syria, where there are reports that Hezbollah and Iran have joined the Syrian government in killing protesters. With Israel in the crosshairs, the American Center for Law and Justice is calling on the White House and the United Nations to stand with Israel during this volatile time. With radical Islam on the march in the Middle East and here in the United States, it's time to send a powerful message of support. Israel is our friend. Israel is our ally. Sign on now to our petition of solidarity with Israel. If you add your name today, we'll send you two vital resources. Free, our gift to you. Our new film, The Export, a powerful DVD examining the crisis in the Middle East, and we'll also send you our new book about the threat of Sharia law. Add your name now, 1-877-989-2255, online, aclj.org. The release of Pastor Youssef Nardacani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering covering this because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org.
Continue this special series we put together for you. You've been watching the news. You see the Middle East is in absolute uproar. Is the revolt really a move for democracy, or is it Iran agitating and trying to get more control for Islamic jihadists? You hope it's for real democracy, but the reality is starting to sink in as the Muslim Brotherhood's now gaining a political foothold in Egypt, which used to be an ally of Israel and the United States. In fact, Egypt has recently said within the last few weeks that they want to open relationships up with Iran. They let an Iranian ship pass through Gaza Strip, right through the Suez Canal to Syria. First time that's happened since 1979. So the region's in turmoil, but we want to understand and have you understand what's at stake for freedom and liberty. It'll give you a better understanding of what's going on in the Middle East. Let's go to the border of Lebanon. This is an active military base. Let's talk to the captain in the Israeli Defense Force and get his perspective.
What's the primary task that you're doing right here, that your unit's doing right here?
We're keeping the peace here on the border. And like you can see, the border in the Israeli towns is like a two-minute run away. So just seeing that everything here is peaceful and they can live quietly.
So how far is Lebanon from here is where?
Lebanon, you can see the road over there, that's the border. And you can see the Lebanon houses on the treetop. Mountaintop, it's Israeli towns underneath. You can see it's like jog away.
Yeah. So we've had this situation. We talked about this with the lack of uniforms. It's a different kind of warfare. They're hiding out in villages.
Yes.
How do you go about defending your country when they're engaged in this kind
of
activity?
Well, like I said before, it's very hard. We try to learn on a daily basis what kind of movement is a citizen movement, what kind of movement doesn't serve any cause except Hezbollah tasks, and we know from all certain places what houses they own, what houses they would like to take over in a battle day.
Is it house to house?
Yes, they can. They live among the citizens. You can see a Hezbollah house, regular people house, and we had something. In battle days before, the city just leave the villages and it becomes a little war zone inside the village.
Let me ask you this. One of the aspects we're looking at this, looking over this issue, is the fact that we're asserting that Iran is actually engaging in this war through Hezbollah. Is that the sense that you have as your training?
Sure, that's what we learn also. All the weapons, the training, is all Iranian money and techniques.
So this is a proxy war for Iran?
Yeah.
I want to give you a bit of a different perspective in this next segment of the broadcast. And again, this is a very special presentation we're making. I encourage you to get that DVD, The Export, as well as the booklet on Sharia law. But Renan Geesen, earlier in the broadcast, talked about the political and military realities of what's going on, a lieutenant colonel in the Israeli Defense Force Reserve, former spokesman for Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. I thought it would also be a really good opportunity to hear from a journalist. In fact, the leading investigative journalist in Israel, Renan Bergman. He is an expert on Iran. He's an expert on military preparedness. He's an expert on Islam. Let's take a listen to my interview with Renan Bergman.
Here's one of the issues, the subtext of this. People say, well, if there is a war with Iran, who's Iran fighting? Who is the enemy of Iran?
Iran is fighting for a regional hegemony. Iran is fighting to have a nuclear military capability. And Iran is fighting to copycat, to imitate the religious revolution to other places. Now, this is in direct contradiction to U.S. interest in the area and to Israeli national security. Because if Iran prevails, if Iran has the upper hand, Hezbollah would rule Lebanon, Hamas would rule the Palestinian Authority, and from their point of view, preferably the whole of Palestine, the whole of Israel. And Iran would have the nuclear shield, the insurance policy to the survival of the regime, preventing Israel and the United States taking steps against it.
Is Iran the largest sponsor of terror worldwide, independent of their nuclear ambitions?
With no doubt. Iran is the founder, the establisher, and the supporter, the main supporter of Hezbollah, who is the leading political and military and jihadist group in Lebanon. Iran supports Hamas, who is the leading political and jihadist group in the Palestinian Authority and the Palestinian people. Iran is supporting the jihadists in Iraq, in Afghanistan. And Iran is supportive of Al-Qaeda. And there's a new lawsuit that was just submitted in the U.S. New York District Court with a lot of evidence suggesting that Iran was assisting and abetting Al-Qaeda, helping Al-Qaeda reaching the capability to perform September 11.
So we're talking about a direct link between Al-Qaeda and Iran, because the link between Hezbollah and Iran is very well established. In fact, you've documented this in your book. In 2005, the evidence you've seen established that, in fact, Hezbollah were planning to utilize apartments in New York City to wreak terror, to bring terror to the United States.
That is correct. Iman Mounia, the supreme military leader of Hezbollah, who was taken out by Mossad in 2007, was planning to have sleeping cells inside New York, preparing for either a strike, a U.S. military strike on Iran, or any other reason to call for a retaliation against the United States, and therefore have a sleeping cells that would be able to perform outrageous terrorist attacks inside New York. The FBI found about that together with Israeli Mossad. They were able to trace down the cells. Unfortunately, a leakage, either from Israeli or American intelligence, led Mounia understand that something is wrong, and he withdraw his forces. But still, Israel identified at least 35 different sleeper cells of Hezbollah in Iran, worldwide, including in the United States, waiting, having files ready for in case they need to retaliate for a U.S. or Israeli strike on Iran.
So for those people in the United States that are watching this right now, Iran, through its agents, through Al-Qaeda, through its relationship with Hezbollah, through its funding mechanisms, has the United States in its target scopes.
Iran sees the United States and U.S. soil as a prime target. And I would say this, even if Israel decides to strike alone in Iran against Iranian nuclear facilities, and this is the link between Iranian support to jihadist group and Iranian attempts to acquire a nuclear weapon, if Israel decides to attack, the Iranian would see the United States as to be blamed, as holding the responsibility together with Israel, even if the United States did not participate.
We want to encourage you to do something very significant here. Three things I'm going to ask you to do. Number one, get educated. That's why I want you to get this full-length feature film, The Export, as well as our booklet on Sharia law. They go together. It'll give you the real information. You've seen bits and pieces. Actually, this is portions of the film that never made it to the film. These were the cutting room floor, so to speak. But you're actually going to see the depth of knowledge that we have from our experts available in this DVD. So you're going to want to get The Export. It's our gift to you. Because of the generosity of over 8,000 of our ACLJ members, we can get this documentary to you as our gift. We're going to get you a booklet on Sharia law. It actually has a chart comparing U.S. constitutional law to Quranic Sharia law, and that is something you're going to want to study. It's great for those in high school and college, also for your pastors. We want you to get that as well. Third thing I want you to do is stand in solidarity with Israel. And that means sign on to this very special petition, letter of solidarity, proclamation of solidarity that we're giving to government officials in Israel. I want you to sign that as well. Here's the number.
1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
with radical Islam on the march in the Middle East and here in the United States, it's time to send a powerful message of support. Israel is our friend. Israel is our ally. Sign on now to our petition of solidarity with Israel. If you add your name today, we'll send you two vital resources. Free, our gift to you. Our new film, The Export, a powerful DVD examining the crisis in the Middle East, and we'll also send you our new book about the threat of Sharia law. Add your name now, 1-877-989-2255, online, ACLJ.